nonfiction doesn't exist. It's all fiction. Everything. Every event, every book, everything. Your memories and mine, it's all fiction. Their memories are fiction. Remember that as you listen to these episodes. If I talk about something that you don't think is true, then it might not be. I've had enough nervous breakdowns in my time to know that even what my own thoughts say is true may not be. If something I said is true, but it's also something you would have rather I didn't talk about, well, fuck you and write your own book. In the middle of the Cold War, our government could have accidentally dropped an atomic bomb on Virginia, and that bomb would have went bomb, boom, gone. Could have happened. Not out of the realm of possibility. Could have happened. See, March 11th, 1958, Marsh Bluff, somewhere in, I think, South Carolina, if you don't believe me. If a bomb had dropped and detonated on Appalachia, Virginia, if that had happened, I would not have been born, and this podcast and 800 others I've created wouldn't have been uploaded, and if it didn't happen, and if it did happen, and thus we are here. This thing, this mixed up reality, this ramble during these times when nothing makes sense and truth is no longer an answer, nothing would have happened. See, when I was five, because everything happens when you're five, we all have one of those numbers in our lives when things just seem to happen. But of course, those things probably didn't all happen in the same year or even within a group of years. But numbers are powerful, and the age of five is powerful for me. And as a lot of stories, this one starts in hospitals, as I've spent a good deal of part of my life in hospitals. When I was five, I was going to my doctor that I always go to. His name was Dr. Vader. Well, it wasn't really his name, but in a childhood innocence that had a twinge of racism about it, I called him Dr. Vader. He was a doctor from India. He was pretty nice, actually. I went to him to the nearby town of Wise, the county seat of our county area, and I would go see Dr. Vader for my asthma. And once when I went to see him for regular shots, blood work, and checkup, I heard him over talking to my mom, and Dr. Vader told her that I wouldn't make it to 25. Well, I did make it to 25, but most of my life that number haunted me because I didn't think anything was worth it. I would have breakdowns when it got too much of a foothold inside my brain. 25, 25, and 25. Sometimes it was too much, and I couldn't take it. Being a little kid and hearing he probably won't make it to 25 meant that bit long-term planning wasn't worth it. It's a touch that plagues thoughts that straddle a reluctant search of words, seeking the joys of seeing all of life and the cancer sores that infest it. It is a hold onto the around the pretty flowers and happy homemaker lies that are not the beautiful things in creation, but the beautiful misdirections that follow us through life. Those are my thoughts as to why I write. It is not therapy for me, because the best therapy comes from petting that extra inch of your tongue to make someone you love ultra happy. Or knowing you may go to hell when you die, at least you will not have to share a room with George Bush, because they're going to stick that fucker on a completely different level of burn. It sure is not about fame and fortune, because Paris Hilton may have both. But let's see her heart swell when she sees the smile on the face of a good friend's child's eyes as she runs in circles and plays. Who gives a fuck if you're rich? I would still run you off the road in your oversized car the same as I would any redneck if I knew I'd get away with it. The honesty that would come out of people's actions if only they knew they could do things without getting jail time. Be a lot more dead politicians, don't you think? Let's see the new hot pop Paz liquor get anything out of sharing the differences between each of his friends, including those lucky enough to not fall into the trap of holier-now notions of Facebook living. Skip the photo shoots and give me plenty of nighttime PM, and I will be living entertainment tonight, every night before bed. And out of focus slips can kiss my ass, because fame and fortune are like a blowjob without love. Just cross-dressed and moldy around the lips. I write because, as a friend once told me, I think you're destined to piss off a large number of people on this planet. Well, the prophets have spoken, and that one being a cute Canadian lady, and with those words of wisdom and the lyrics from some underground bands who have faded out before they could even burn light, I continue on writing and word spreading them, so pieces of the disease that this world made me into, and come to close and listen to a little secret. I might be fucked up, but I like it. When someone with no front teeth, no teeth at all, really, you would think I would keep my mouth shut. That's what you get for thinking, and this is what you will continue to get for making me wish to live on. You've turned this world into a toilet. Now it's time, as one of my favorite writers once said, for me to shit down your neck.
Renaissance, to shine a light, be the change we want, set things right. We've been waiting in the dark for so long. I want awakening in my heart, hear the angels sing and shine a spark. We've been sleeping in